World War II Combat Artists. The main image is an action-filled painting of armed Marines running from their landing craft through shallow water onto a beach. Mortar shells are exploding in the water, one very close to the craft. A Marine has been hit and is lying right along the water's edge. Combat artists like Lieutenant Draper did not shy away from war action. They sketched as events unfolded and painted later. Massachusetts native William F. Draper submitted 5 paintings from the Charlestown Navy Yard with his application to serve as a U.S. Navy combat artist. He became one of the first 5 artists selected shortly after the U.S. entered World War II. Draper served in the Pacific, portraying history in the making, he said. Why did the U.S. Army, Marines, and Navy send more than 100 artists into battle? Traditionally, art depicting war had focused on prominent men, but World War II combat artists were instructed to show people back home how soldiers, sailors, and Marines fought and lived. Unlike photographers, artists could capture battles that occurred in low-light settings. Other than confidential technical details, they were told to omit nothing. Express realistically and symbolically the essence and spirit of war. The art was shipped home, mass-produced, and hung in towns across the country. Draper's work was featured in 4 issues of the National Geographic and included in several exhibitions. By war's end, combat artists had created more than 12,000 paintings and drawings. There are 4 small images on the lower panel of the sign. From left to right, the first image is a portrait photograph of Lieutenant William F. Draper in uniform from around 1940. He has a high forehead and direct look. He's smiling slightly. Lieutenant Draper was assigned sea duties and stood watch on board, like all officers. Next is a 1944 painting by William Draper of a Marine wounded in the assault on the beaches of Guam, being gently hoisted aboard a ship. The wounded man is lying on a litter, covered in a blanket. He is steadying himself by holding onto one of the ropes tied to the litter. 6 men are guiding the litter, 4 from below, 2 from above. 4 of the men are stripped to their waists. The third image is also a painting, a dramatic contrast to the preceding one. 6 men, dressed casually, are below deck. 2 are playing cards, while another looks on. Behind them, 2 men are writing. 2 more men are visible through a doorway. Helmets hang from the ceiling, and there's a map on the wall. Lieutenant Draper painted everything from Japanese attacks and pilots praying before battle to sailors relaxing on board, like in this 1943 oil on canvas work. The image on the far right is a painting of President John F. Kennedy sitting in a straight-back chair. He's wearing a dark blue suit, white shirt, and gray tie. One hand is resting on the arm of the chair, the other on his thigh. After the war, William Draper had a successful career as a portrait artist. His painting of President Kennedy hangs in the National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C.